This is Akashvani. The news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a phone call from Russian President Vladimir Putin to share insights on his recent meeting with the US President Donald Trump in Alaska. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked the Russian president for sharing insights and asserted that India has consistently called for a peaceful resolution of the Ukraine conflict and supports all efforts in this regard. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to the continued exchanges with President Putin in the days to come. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump will be meeting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky along with a group of European leaders at the Oval Office in Washington tonight. Ahead of the meeting, President Trump, in a social media post, asserted that the Ukrainian leader can end the war with Russia if he wants to, while implying that in a settlement of the war, Kiev will have to give up claims to some areas. President Trump ruled out Ukraine's inclusion in the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, citing Russian annexation of Crimean Peninsula in 2014 under the Obama administration. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi. In his opening remarks during the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar stressed on three mutuals: respect, sensitivity, and interest to move ahead from difficult period in bilateral ties.
Having seen a difficult period in our relationship, our two nations now seek to move ahead. This requires a candid and constructive approach from both sides. In that endeavor, we must be guided by the three mutuals: mutual respect, mutual sensitivity, and mutual interest. Differences must not become disputes, nor competition conflict.
The talks covered economic and trade issues, pilgrimages, people-to-people contacts, river data sharing, border trade, connectivity, and bilateral exchanges. Dr. Jaishankar said the Chinese foreign minister will also be discussing border issues with Special Representative and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval tomorrow. The Chinese foreign minister arrived in New Delhi this afternoon on a two-day visit to India. The issue of special intensive revision drive of electoral roll in Bihar disrupted the proceedings of both Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha today. The proceedings of the Lok Sabha were disrupted twice, while the Rajya Sabha witnessed one adjournment before being adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha reassembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, Speaker Om Birla congratulated astronaut and group captain of Indian Air Force Shubhanshu Shukla on behalf of the entire House for creating history by becoming the first Indian to travel to the International Space Station under Axiom Mission 4. Later, Mr. Birla appealed to all the members of the House to take part in the special discussion on astronaut Shukla's space sojourn. Amid the noisy scenes, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh initiated the discussion on India's first astronaut aboard the International Space Station, focusing on the critical role of the space program for Viksit Bharat by 2047. As the opposition MPs continued with their protest, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. Meanwhile, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi. Mr. Shukla returned to India yesterday after his historic visit to the International Space Station. In a social media post, Mr. Modi informed that he discussed a wide range of subjects with the Indian astronaut. The Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana portal under the Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana has gone live. The scheme will provide incentives of up to 15,000 rupees in two installments to newly employed youth and up to 3,000 rupees per month per new employee to employers for creation of new job opportunities. And heavy rain has disrupted normal life across Maharashtra with flooding in several areas of Mumbai. Maharashtra CM Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy CM Ajit Pawar reviewed the flood-like situation across the state. And in shooting, India's Girish Gupta clinched gold in the 10m air pistol men's youth event at the 16th Asian Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.